Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Shame is used in the body of Christ for behavioral modification. And some of us have been subject to this, and it may lead to change in behavior while at the same time producing a distancing from God and God's heart. So shame, guilt, and condemnation works its way into basic philosophy. And I don't know the background that everybody that's part of Doug's ministry has come from, and I think it's a very diverse background. But for that reason, you know, we just have to acknowledge that some people have come from certain religious backgrounds that basically say anything that you do wrong, anything that causes you to step out of line, deserves to be highlighted so you feel shame about it. And so we're going to constantly focus people on their sin. We're going to highlight sin. We're going to talk about sin. We're going to make you feel really bad about sin. And basically, we're going to anchor your value to God to your ability to not sin. And we're going to remind you that every time you do sin, you have failed God, so you should feel really bad. And people end up in these cycles of performance where it's like, if I just did this wrong or that wrong, God hates my guts now. The only thing I can do is feel bad. And like, and it doesn't produce closeness to God. It doesn't produce intimacy. It produces an unhealthy fear of like losing our salvation in some cases. And that in fact is sometimes the way it's presented. It's like, if you sin and you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to lose your salvation. So do the right thing. And that way you can still go to heaven when you die. You're letting God down. God's ashamed of you and this kind of thing. And so when that is the background that we come from, we have to realize that shame becomes a tool of behavior modification because, you know, we want people to look and act Christian. Now, here's what I've found in my life. I have found that people that look and act Christian because they're afraid of losing their salvation or the consequence that God will just hate their guts are often not intimate with God. And it's hard to run to God when things go sideways or there is a failure. It's more like just run, like just be depressed because I'm not good enough. Maybe if I was good enough, I could make God happy. Like people go into all of these places and, you know, that can even be taught from the pulpit. Like, well, God doesn't like you when you sin. You aren't good enough for God when you sin. Here's another statement that hasn't helped the situation. I don't know if some of you have heard this. You are a no good, low down, worthless sinner saved by grace. You know, when that statement is applied, it becomes identity. It's like, I'm trash and Jesus is good. So thank God that I can be trash saved by Jesus. And it's like, no, you were a no good, low down, worthless sinner. But the moment that you're saved, you are a son of God, an heir of God and co-heir with Christ. This is completely different. That's the heavenly identity. You are raised up and seated with Christ in the heavenly places. That's the heavenly identity. Shall you not judge angels? That's the heavenly identity. And like there is so much in the New Testament about the heavenly identity and even in the Old Testament preparing us to see in full view what Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection would accomplish. And so in all of that, right, shame anchors people to a false identity for the sake of behavior modification. But that I want to just say is a big backfire. And people usually need to be delivered of that sin consciousness. And the focus has to be put on the finished work of Jesus Christ, the grace of God and the heavenly identity. And as we actually focus on who God is, his forgiveness, like the finished work and everything else, we can receive the grace to walk free of sin, not from a place of fear of consequences, but more from a place of intimacy and desire and identity.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.